Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week. I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. I'm here in my home studio recording far, far away from my co-host and producer, Barry Finkel. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Matt. Hopefully our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners don't murder us, but we're here once again to say that we're on vacation. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, guess what? Okay, we've been doing this podcast for like 1,000 episodes, and we don't take vacation very many days.
No.
Also, it's Memorial Day weekend, or it was, and, you know, sometimes you just need a little bit of a breather.
You have a little break. We're 30, you know? We're in our 30s now. We're tired. We're old.
Yeah, it's true.
We need our relaxation.
But don't worry, we'll be back next week, and we're not taking any time off. Until July 4th. So you have an entire month uninterrupted. But for today, we went back into the Unhappy Hour archives and dug up some more guest complainer interviews. This week, we're going to travel back to May and August 2019. Ugh, remember those glorious days? And revisit our interviews with comedians Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. They co-host the podcast Adulting, which is back after a two-year hiatus. I was even a guest on it. So subscribe, keep an eye out for their new episodes. But to celebrate, until then, here is our guest complainer interviews with each of them from 2019. My guest complainer today is comedian, actor, podcast host, Michelle Buteau. I didn't ask you how to pronounce your
name. That's okay, but you were into it and I got it. It's like Buteau or Buteau. It's like Bureau, but with a T. If you want to be an asshole, you could be like Buteau.
Well, Buteau.
Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that?
I'll say Michelle Buteau.
Ah, panties are coming off.
Yes. You can see her stand-up on Two Dope Queens on HBO or the comedy lineup on Netflix. And make sure to mark your calendars. She has so many projects coming out. Always Be My Maybe,
yes.
And Tales of the City, yes, on Netflix, and The First Wives Club on BET. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, thank you.
Did I get all of them, or should we call your accountant for the rest?
Those are the ones I remember right now. Oh, I have a podcast coming out May 21st on WNYC Studios called Adulting with my friend Jordan Carlos, which is amazing. We would love and be honored to have you on the show!
Obviously. I mean, I'm horrible at adulting. So,
okay.
What is the pod? Is that what it's about?
You have a job. You have a successful job.
I barely have a job.
You just you told me you had a salad with chicken. That is adult.
That's not a job.
No, it's not. But the choice is for your body, which is your temple.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's so much to talk about.
I know. Girl, where are we going to start?
I don't even know. Well,
where are you from?
Where am I from? Chicago.
Yes. Are you into the deep dish?
I love deep dish.
Do you believe Jussie Smollett? The two things I know about Chicago off the bat.
This is what we need to clarify. Yeah, every time someone says they're from Chicago, we need answers on Deep Dish and Jesse.
Yes.
I feel like I stopped really paying attention to what was that story. Took too many twists and turns and I got whiplash, and I'm like, I don't know who's suing who now, but yes, like, he's now in a battle with the government of Chicago.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy.
But well, anyways,
we always, we do start usually by asking our guests, what is one thing you hate that everybody else loves?
Yes, I thought about that long and hard. The list was too damn long and I tried to
We
edit.
Can go through all of them. This is a podcast about complaining.
Perfect.
Ostensibly.
Perfect. A lot of things. Okay, Big Brother. I don't get it.
The show or the,
show,
or the concept?
Ah! Well, I'm the only child, so let's be honest.
Okay.
No, not the concept, but definitely the show. I don't understand. Is it supposed to be like Lord of the Flies? Is it supposed to be like The View? Like, how do you win? How do you lose? Like, I don't understand why it's interesting to watch people, you know, sit in pajamas with a beat face talking about who they're going to be friends with and not be friends with. It's sort of like the Survivor shows, the Bachelorettes and Bachelors, the whole thing. I feel like everything I hate is like on CBS and ABC. Sorry. But I do not endorse
these views. If anybody from either of those networks wants to give me money, I'll take it.
I mean, I'd rather work with one of their studios. LOL. It's for real. Plus, they don't drug test. But the point is, at least like Dancing with the Stars, you can see what they're doing. They're trying.
There's
the foxtrot.
Yeah.
And they're doing all the things. You know what I mean? And it's just like, why would they just sit in a house with like no cell phones and be like, I'm going to be friends with this person. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I've never watched Big Brother.
Because you like yourself. There's too many other things going on.
What about like Celebrity Big Brother? Does that make it better?
That's even worse. Like, that's your comeback? You can't go and like try to audition like the rest of us fucks or write something?
Remember when Omarosa like broke news on Big Brother?
Omarosa! I can't. I just cannot.
Yeah. She went from being in the White House to telling Ross Matthews on Celebrity Big Brother.
That was wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of them. Have you ever seen Love Island?
No. You know why?
Because you love yourself.
Because I'm capable of love. Yes. I'm capable of love. I have someone to share love with. No. What is Love Island?
In my vacuum, my love vacuum.
That sounds like a nickname for your penis.
My love vacuum, yeah. It coincidentally, it does suck. It sucks outward.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Cool.
My mind is going in so many places. I need to pick a lane.
That's okay. I'm right here with you.
We were talking about foreskin earlier.
Yeah.
And I, you know, your husband is European, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're dealing
vintage
with some
white
right
into
right.
it. Yes. Yeah. I'm for the skin. LOL. Get into it. Like,
yeah.
I definitely go to the Women's March, but if I was going to put my own protest together, it'd be like, keep the foreskin. You're born like that, beautiful Lady Gaga. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't have strong opinions about it, really,
okay.
For myself, at least.
Okay, fair enough.
I feel like it's easier to deal with without it.
I mean, I feel like it's just the same.
But
you know, I also, like, to me, I also like ground my own coffee beans. Like, I like the extra step.
So,
I feel
yeah,
like it's fresh.
It's about the pageantry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also really bad at examples. You will learn this about me in 2.2.
I don't even know where we started on Big Brother.
You're telling me about
celebrity.
Love Island.
Oh, yeah, Love Island.
A bunch of dummies on the island trying to find love.
Basically,
no!
Yeah. But it's British.
Well, no.
So that makes it a little classier.
I love that it keeps coming back to foreskin. So does that mean, do they know each other? Is it like the exes or is it still like
no,
an
so
experiment?
It's like five guys and five girls come together and they have to pair up. Like at the end of it, the public votes on like the couple that is not the strongest, and they have to like convince people
I've
that they're falling
asleep. I hate this so much. Like, if I was an executive, I'd be like, where's the window? Where's
yeah.
the window? That I don't like. I also don't like versions of something that's supposed to be good, like the Big Brothers and The Voice and stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know, and I love British Bake Off, but there's other British Bake Offs, right? Like there's the Dutch Bake Off, and it's like, okay, if that concept, okay, fine. Chopped, I'm into Chopped, but then we get to Canada Chopped. I'm like, stop.
Right.
Stop. This is a cutthroat competition with mystery ingredients. Y'all too fucking nice to really get into what the squid fucking does.
That's why the British Bake Off is good, because they're so nice to one another.
Yes.
And then you make the American version.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just like too...
Very Gordon Ramsay, yelly, yelly. The music change feels like a Jersey Shore
Everyone
reunion.
Is like... You're also making like cheesy blasters. It's not like nice British food. It's like disgusting monstrosities.
It's gross. And what I love about British Bake Off too is that you get a little like history lesson. And it all comes down to a fat king with gout who wanted more butter and a biscuit.
Right. I got Mary Berry's cookbook for...
Wait.
As a gift.
But like, which decade of Mary? Because there's so many decades. She's...
Right. Well, she's elderly on the cover of it. She also has always been elderly. I don't know if I've
seen...
She's
like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, right. They're just propping her up and she's just like, soggy bottom, move on. And then like,
I've never seen her legs. There's no proof that Mary Berry has legs or that she is alive.
I know.
I got it when I was in Chicago and I had it in my suitcase, and my suitcase got taken by another person from the
carousel. Did you call Liam Neeson?
Yes.
Your suitcase was taken.
No, I told the story on the podcast before, but I called the person because we had the same bag and they took my bag and their bag was still on the carousel, and I saw the tag and it had their phone number on it. So I was Liam Neeson and I called the number and I was like, were you just on the flight from Chicago to New York? And it was a teenager who thought I was like crank calling him. So he told me to like suck a dick.
And then you did.
And then I did. And then 45 minutes later, I called him back and I was like, what are you? I like hung up on him.
That
it was
is
a whole
so
ordeal.
Rude. Like, open the suitcase.
Yeah, it was like, you took my suitcase. Long story short, I had to explain to a Southwest employee that I was on Southwest.
No,
it was a very harrowing day.
No, you
But I
deserve
had they asked
better.
Me to describe what was in my suitcase, and the only thing I could think of was Mary Berry cookbook.
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior that you had that Mary Berry cookbook.
Yeah.
She saved the day once again.
So I was like, my weed is in there, my
what?
Mary Berry cookbook.
Was it a pen, an edible, or just straight up weed?
It was a pen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not... It was a whole plant that I was carrying.
Look, I don't know how you roll.
It was
you
just
know?
A. It was just a dosist pen.
Yeah,
you know, dosist?
I get it.
Yeah.
I usually put that in my makeup bag.
In a carry-on?
Yeah.
With
this hair, I know. I'm living on the edge.
Has the TSA had to go through your hair
before?
Oh,
I get a pap smear every time I go through. Are you serious? They're in my holes. Look at my titties. I have so much wire. They're like, is there a bomb? I'm just like, you tell me. You know, it's just
there could be. Yeah, you would have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, there could be, I don't know, a business card under there. Am I missing key? I don't fucking know. Just get in there.
I feel like my privilege as a white man, I've never been groped by the TSA.
Oh, you haven't lived.
They've definitely like laughed at my dick, I'm sure.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I would say it's the same.
Yeah, what can they see? I don't like that. What can they see? I don't like that.
They definitely can see every hair that is growing.
No wonder they want to check me out. With these newborn twins, I haven't done shit. It's like an episode of Naked and Afraid down there. Like, you need to pick.
We're in it now.
You need to pick your weapon of choice. It comes with instructions and directions. There's a pickup zone, a drop-off point. Mm-hmm. My poor husband.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And he's just like an episode of Naked Afraid, just bending over with a white ass everywhere. You're just like, what? Edit. Did you have questions for me, or are we just like...
We're just kind of going with the
perfect.
Flow. We started with the thing that you hate, which we only got to one of them, which was Celebrity Big Brother.
I don't like panels. Like, faux panels, when you could tell people do not have chemistry and don't like each other, and they're there to serve like the, I'm the white girl that wears primary colors, and I'm a Republican. Well, I'm the sassy black girl, because you can't afford Sherry Shepherd. Like, I don't like that shit. That shit right there? No.
Are we talking panels on, like, news shows?
Any
panels
of it.
Like The View?
Panels
or, like,
in general. Well, not The View. I feel like they've got it figured out, because now it's such a big, huge stage and it's very political now. Like, you have to know your shit. You just can't be up in there just watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, yeah, I know. Most of them don't know what the hell they're talking about. And by most of them, I mean like Meghan McCain. She is a panelist.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what the fuck is happening.
What? She doesn't. And I'm just like, wow. You know, I used to like going to Arizona, but now I'm just like, never mind.
Yeah.
What is she doing? She's like caged animal energy. Who hurt you? You got this, girl. What can I say? Just
anyway,
so much
panels.
Yes, panels.
I'm moderating a panel later, and I'm like, I don't know what energy to bring to that. Because I went to journalism school, clearly. And my journalism school asked me to come and be on the panel. And then they got three actual journalists and they were like, we have a better idea. Why don't you moderate?
That's another thing, too. That's something I hate when people hire somebody that actually has a personality and be like, dance, clown. It's like, well, bitch, my knees are hurt from tap dancing for so many years for you.
That's how I feel. Do people come up to you on the street and like expect you to like,
of course, look at my face and my titties. I have freckles and curly hair. They're just like jumping on top of me. I'm just like, my body's not a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Calm it the fuck down, especially now that I have babies and I have a really big dog, Lola. She's a lab mastiff, and people are just like, can I pet her? It's just like, you can try.
Yeah, I would expect babies to be like sometimes I'll purposefully talk on the phone just so like nobody bothers me.
I know.
But sometimes it doesn't. I would think babies would be like the next level of that. Of no. Like, don't talk to me, I have babies.
No, people think it's an open invitation. Like, I am down, especially after a show, to kiki and take a picture.
Yeah.
But when people keep talking and they tell you more than one story, it's just like, take TikTok, bitch. You've got to wrap it up. I'm giving you the light. You got to edit yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Like that, it's like 99% of it. It's learning to just end a conversation.
Yes. And I used to be an editor, so I get it. Beginning, middle, end. Trim the fat. Okay? Bye-bye.
People don't know.
That's why I love like when New Yorkers like see a proper actor or whatever, like Jake Gyllenhaal. They're just like, love your stuff and keep it moving. Like, that's what you get.
Yeah, just a drive-by shout.
A drive-by shout.
But I've definitely talked to people where like they almost like don't say anything. They just expect you to kind of like do something.
Yes. Why?
And that I don't like.
Me either. I'm not hosting your wedding. I gotta go.
Have you gotten wedding requests?
God, back in the Dizzy, no longer. No longer. No, I think like, people know.
We don't want you at our wedding.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no longer.
So how old are your twins now?
They are 4 months old.
Okay, so we're still very much in it.
Oh, yes, we are. I am sleepwalking.
I guess you will be for the next like 18 years.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Or longer.
Depending upon how independent you raise them.
They're already paying their own taxes.
good.
Get your shit together.
They're good for something at that age.
I mean.
Okay, so we have panels and Celebrity Big Brother, or All Big Brother.
All those shows.
Yeah.
Mainly Big Brother, yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Did you have any more to your list? Or
the makeup tutorial people. It's just not a real fucking job.
Beauty vloggers.
Well, yes.
Did you follow any of the drama of the past couple weeks?
No.
Did you even know about this?
No. I'm changing diapers and shit. No. What happened?
How do you not set your infant children aside to follow YouTube beauty vlogger drama?
I'm a terrible mother. I really need me time from the beauty vloggers. Everybody tells you that before motherhood.
Yeah, make time for the beauty vlogger drama.
What happened?
So there's a beauty vlogger named James Charles. Mm-hmm. He's 19. He's like the first like male face of CoverGirl.
Yes.
So he has a bajillion followers. And then there's a 37 or 39-year-old woman who like mentored him and now is in a fight with him. And everyone's just accepting that this, like, 37-year-old woman is in an internet feud with a 19-year-old boy because he endorsed a vitamin brand that was not her vitamin brand. I'm telling you, this was, like, in the actual news this week, Michelle.
That is, I mean.
This was in the mainstream media.
That is wild.
And she made a 45-minute video about it.
No,
that has 40 million views.
No.
As of this recording.
If all those people would go out and fucking vote instead of watching this video, we would not be having this problem.
Did I watch it? Yes.
Ah!
Did I watch it on 2x speed so I could finish it in 22 and a half minutes? Also, yes. That's how you economize.
No, I feel like her emails are too long and that's just extra. You know, people that like showed you the way or just been like, this is what you should do in a meeting, really want to take credit for your shit. And you can also calm down. Also, he don't owe her nothing. He don't owe her a damn thing. Did he say thank you? If not, say thank you and move on. Like, what? Who cares?
No, it was a break. It was a friend breakup.
Yeah, that's hard. A public breakup? Hard.
Yeah. How have you had a friend breakup?
Woo! Woo! It's almost my nationality. It's like Buto is French for friend breakup. Buto breakup. Yeah.
Why? Why does it happen so much?
You know, now I'm realizing how precious my time is because I don't have a lot of it.
Yeah.
And the energy that I give somebody, I go hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll pick up the phone call. I'll come over. You can sleep over when the thing. So now I'm just like with between my husband and my dogs. You have to be kind to the people in my life.
Right.
And respect them too. And so when that wasn't happening, I was just like, oh, I cannot invite you to all these things. Plus, there's so many friends from different groups from all places that I've lived and worked in. If you can't get along with that other group, then it's just like, I can't. I have a big table for a reason.
Right, right.
You know?
You got to gel with everybody.
Yeah. And also I'm realizing giving my time to my husband like for the last 11 years, having like a partner and shit that you actually like. I can't be my friend's therapist. Like, I love to help, but now you're it's exhausting. You are a vampire. You love to live in this loop, this circle, this sunken place of what do I do and be a victim? It's just like putting on a magnet and fucking remind yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's just like I had to really break up with people, at least put them on peripheral circle of, you know, I feel like we're having the same conversation every time we talk. You know what to do. You are doing the same thing with a different person and it's still somehow their fault.
Right.
So it's just like accountability. Like if you can't take it, I'm not even like Teddy Mellencamp. You know what I mean? I'm not an accountability coach. Like, obviously, look at my back fat. Like, I'm also like, let love live. Butter and rosé is amazing. Okay? But I'm just like, I can't be mad for you all the time. You know?
Yeah.
I can't have your vitamin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to take it back to the vitamins.
Yes, full serve.
Yeah. No, you have a finite amount of attention and energy to give to people. You can't
everybody,
be wasting it.
Everybody does, right?
Yeah.
Even Oprah's like, I love y'all, but I got to get off TV right now. I need to sit down. Yes.
I mean, she has more energy than any of us. She's barely human. Yeah.
It's the cauliflower pizza.
Fuck her for that. She flip-flopped hard.
She did.
She went from I love bread to I love cauliflower bread.
I gotta check out the cauliflower pizza. I haven't yet.
I won't do it. I can't debase myself that way.
Look, I will eat. You could put hot sauce on steaming shit and I'd be like, you know what? It's got a little tang on that back, the heat on the back end. So like the proper hot sauce.
We're doing it.
I'm shoveling it in my face. I am also, Buto's also French for garbage can.
Beautiful.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
I 100% believe you. I have no ability to fact check that. Why do you hate beauty vloggers? We went on a tangent, my tangent of their drama.
You know what? I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Unless you're coming up with something brand spanking new. I feel like I'm living a lie with you because I don't believe people go out with that makeup on and I don't think they're doing it themselves.
Okay, we're full-blown conspiracy theorying now.
Prove it. Come for me. Just kidding! Don't come for me unless I sent for you and I just sent for you. I'm so sorry. Please don't come for me. I am a big titty mom and I don't have time.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I love a good conspiracy theory, so I will jump on board with you and say that they're all liars.
Thank you so much.
And that, yeah. I mean, also at this point, like, Instagram has filters that will just give you a full face of makeup. Oh my God. Why even bother?
I know.
Or, like, you're meeting people in person.
They should figure out how to do that for TV.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Someone was just tweeting about how there's, like, face CGI that they can add.
Yeah.
Someone said that about Wine Country, and I don't think they did.
Maybe they did that for the pictures because they did a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to go to the premiere, didn't you?
I did. It was good. Oh, funny, fierce, I should have been. Females.
I'm going to yell at someone for that oversight.
You better.
I should have been there.
It was amazing. I wish you were there. My husband was sitting next to Steve Buscemi. It was.
Why was Steve Buscemi there?
You know, he's friends with the girls. What can I say?
Sure, why
he
not?
He supports the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I saw a screening of it, but it was not fancy. It was just, here, come to this theater and we'll show it to
That's
you.
It's still great. And it made me want to drink wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, when are we not drinking wine?
That's true. That really is the mom diet. Like, you forget to eat, but like you remember to drink your wine real fast and nobody sees.
Yeah, like I feel like when your children are still that age, like under a year, when they can't like move on their own.
Yeah.
You can get as drunk as you want.
Kind of, but then like you don't want to drop them and like trip over something and then also drop them and then also squeeze them too hard and like kill them.
Yeah, my brother got dropped on his head.
What?
And there was blood like spurting.
What?
And he's still alive.
Good story.
Years and years later. Decades.
Is he okay?
Well, debatable. His head is seemingly fine.
Does your mom still talk about it?
Well, it's a touchy subject. It was my grandma who dropped him. But he made it out alive, so.
Yeah, but that's still just like, that's my thing too, when old people want to hold my babies, like they still got good hips.
Yeah, you
arms.
Have to do this.
I'm just like, osteoporosis is real. You better listen to Sally Fields and those Beneva commercials and sit down.
I don't, that's why I don't even like holding babies. Cause
good.
I'm like, yeah,
don't.
I don't want to like Lenny it, you know, of mice and men. I accidentally like shake it too hard.
Yes.
I mean, don't shake it. Number one.
You have to watch a video and sign a release that you've watched the video at the hospital before you go to the hospital with the baby.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wait, explain this. I need a play-by-play of this
when
video.
When you have a baby, so we had a surrogate.
Right.
And so because a surrogacy is technically illegal in New York unless you're related to the person, we had to...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it to prevent, like, trafficking?
I can ask the old white men that made the laws. I have no idea what old
explain
white men do.
Explain this law to me.
I know, right? I was like, it's really only legal in 7 states. And so Pennsylvania was the closest for us. And so, you know, in Pennsylvania, at least, and anywhere when you have a baby, you have to become a doctor within 24 hours.
Right.
Which is like crazy.
Yeah.
But you just, I guess, go on instinct and just like now Google. And so.
Google has replaced instinct.
Ooh, I don't need a pediatrician. I got Google. Just kidding. Shout out to my doctor, Dr. Gilgoff. Whoop, whoop. So, yeah, you have to watch a video of how you hold a baby, treat a baby, when they're crying, this, that, and the other. It's the reenactments are wild. I'm just like, I can't even look at this. This is, it's so crazy. And then they make you sign a video. And yeah, it's a whole thing.
I don't even know where to start.
That's okay. We can move on.
We have a little thing called Elaborate, which is where we find some of the things that you complained about or said you hated on Twitter, and I want you to elaborate on them.
Oh my God. I yeah. barely tweet now. This will be hilarious. Did you have to dig
some
deep?
Some of them were from 2010.
I was about to say, you had to dig deep, because once I moved in with my husband, I was like, who has time to tweet when I got to make chicken and suck a dick?
Yeah. chewing minty gum is not a sub for brushing your teeth.
No, it's not. Who told you that? Who said that was? It's not.
How many people do you encounter?
A lot of comedians.
What about Altoids? Because that is stronger than brushing your teeth.
Look, unless you're on a walk of shame, no, you got to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
I can smell the plaque in your system.
Well, this one is about Macy's Herald Square.
Okay.
It's like a petting zoo. There's long lines and it smells like shit.
Oh, that seems on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think there is this mystique of the 34th Street Macy's.
Same with Times Square. And there's so many people that run through it, you know, 24/7. By the time you get there, you're like, yuck.
Yeah.
Like, for certain, I've stepped in something. Or no, that's just the way this whole place smells.
I legit thought that that was like a normal place to shop, the Macy's.
I know.
Like, when I first moved to New York, I was like, this is where New Yorkers go.
Of course.
But it's absolutely not.
It is not. And there's like Century 21 and other places, no diss to Macy's, but it is crazy.
Also, I would go down because in the basement level
the
is
one
the
one and a half floor and the men's, yeah, yes.
There's the men's like underwear section, which is basically like a bathhouse down there.
Ooh. I gotta go.
Yeah. In that, I just have a constant boner when I'm down there.
Yes. It's like a night in Berlin, honey.
Yes.
You know how like people went through like Kevin Hart's Twitter and they're just like, homophobia.
Yeah.
They'll go through my Twitter and be like, she can't host the Oscars. She makes no fucking sense. Clearly, we think English is her first language. She's not good at it. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, maybe we'll just end on that one. I think that's a strong.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I think that that's a strong
let's
one
do
to,
that.
To end on.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, where can people find you and your work?
Oh my God, you can find me at home, brawless on my couch, taking care of two twins, Hazel and Otis. I cannot
Beautiful.
Wait. My work, though, I mean, anywhere you subscribe for podcasts, listen to Late Night Whenever or Adulting, they're beautiful plus size bodies of work. Just a size 18, like meal in your mouth. Yeah, and follow me on the Instagram because I'll just be there doing my thing.
And then Adulting.
Yes, and Adulting. And you'll be on the show and they should come to see you when you do the show.
Yeah, of course.
Boom.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
What a cute chicken nugget.
Bye.
Bye, bitch. Wear condoms.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My guest complainer today is the hilarious Jordan Carlos.
Oh my God.
He's done everything. So many things. Written for Larry Wilmore.
Thank you.
Just was in an episode of Black Mirror.
This is true.
And is one half of Adulting.
Yes,
with Michelle Buteau,
yes,
love so much. She was in that very seat.
She was?
Keeping it warm, yeah.
Oh my God, I feel so special.
She took a break from being a mom.
Yeah.
she hung up her mom outfit and she came in and we did it.
Absolutely. When was that?
Not that long ago.
Not that long ago?
Yeah.
She's a whirlwind. She's got the twins. She does everything in twos, she tells you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And she's also, she's like my bestie in comedy. She definitely is an inspiration for me. Like, yeah, to keep going and to keep, like, to work every day and to, like, put in the hard work. Like, I'm like writing packets right now, and it's hard.
Yeah,
all of it's so hard to kind of, like, keep convincing people and proving that you can make them laugh, you know?
Right.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can people just fucking, can I get a license or something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like there needs to be like tenure in comedy. And when you reach it, you just don't have to do, you can do whatever you want. And they can't fire, they can put you in a room.
Thank you.
And not let you perform.
Oh, but... I will take a rubber room. Is there something like with teachers?
Yeah, basically.
I'm with that. But she doing the podcast with her, every month or so when we are actually able to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just a special kind of thing where we get to come together, check in with each other, you know, see how we're doing on this path.
Yeah.
I have kids as well. I have two kids. Yeah. Six.
You're a grown man.
I'm a grown ass guy. I mean, it's pretty sexy when I drive around New York. I have two baby seats in the back.
Right.
People know that I go all the way.
What kind of car is it? We didn't cover that.
It's a paid for car. It's totally paid for.
Yeah.
It's a Toyota Matrix. I only buy cars that are named after movies.
Sure. I don't know which one. My favorite tweet ever is something like, I never learned what breeds... the breeds of cars are.
Yeah.
And I feel that every time. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for. What the hell is a Toyota Matrix?
I know. That's so sad. I mean, I grew up in car culture, so I know every single one.
Right.
My wife, however, did not. She grew up here. She doesn't understand what cars are. She doesn't get it. She's like, are there four wheels? Are there three? Like, you tell me. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
You're from Texas, right?
I'm from Texas.
Yeah. Where the entire state is just one, like, eight-way intersection.
Mixed master highway.
I had to drive in Texas for between two shows. I don't remember what. Where I was. It was maybe San Antonio and like Dallas? Are those close?
Those are nowhere close together. Those are
San
like
San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. I don't know which of those were
like
an hour
were
and a half.
Just looking for blue dots. You're like in a big red sea, like, please,
Jesus.
Honestly, at this point, I like punch in the address. Uh-huh. Not even this, it's just the street address of where I'm going. But I spent an entire like 30 minutes probably at a single intersection in Texas because I kept missing the exit.
I'm so sorry.
And Google would correct it and I would just, all right, now I gotta go back. And I just like kept me, and it's just like there's too many options.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm like, I'm from outside of Chicago. It's not like, you know, it's not like I grew up in like a place where there's two roads that cross one another. I know how to drive.
Oh, of course.
Although there is an internet thing where like gays don't know how to drive, and which I'm a little resentful of.
Gays don't know how to drive. I've never heard that.
I guess we can't do math and we can't
drive.
What
is happening?
And
right
as
now?
A license owning former mathlete, I take umbrage.
Wow, that's a good word.
Yeah, I don't know if I used it right.
No, you totally did.
Okay.
You take umbrage. And what? I mean, the guy that cracked the Enigma code, gay. And could drive like the fucking wind.
Right, right.
Definitely, but gay. I don't know if he could drive. He's British, so they drive on the side.
Alan Turing?
Alan Turing, yeah. Yes.
He had other problems to deal with.
He had other problems
like
to deal with.
Like chemical castration.
But through it all, take the man's balls, but he was still great at math.
That's
okay?
True, right. That's where we got there from.
So
from
I'm
math.
Trying to. I'm trying to tell you... I'm trying to, okay, know your history. All right, so.
Yeah, and the one thing that we usually start with is we usually ask everybody, what is one thing you hate that everybody else loves?
One thing I hate that everybody else loves?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
This is sort of like your unpopular, and you can take your time as many as you want. We could go
don't
through
do
your
this
list,
to me.
But it's, you know your unpopular opinion.
My unpopular opinion? I generally hate hype.
Uh-huh.
People love to get excited about it. That's all we have is anticipation.
Yeah.
All we have left is anticipation.
Hype is the currency of today.
I can't wait for the new thing to drop. I can't wait for the cartoon I saw when I was a kid to turn into real life so they can turn into cartoon again. You know?
Well,
like,
yeah.
There's all that. And have you seen the thing? Did you watch it? Did you watch the Bachelorette finale? It's coming out. Did you 98 Day Beyonce? Did you watch that? Like all this stuff. And like I'm always like, no. Like, because I want to talk about other stuff. I want to talk about I'm bad at small talk sometimes. So
yeah,
I think
That is like small talk go to is like what's being hyped right now.
It's the fuel.
Yeah.
It's the fuel. And I just don't. I am not collecting the kindling.
Yeah.
It's really bad. And I see now that it's because I'm antisocial. I'm like, this would probably make dinner go a lot smoother.
Yeah.
If I would just learn about all the characters on Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
And I can't do it. You know what I mean? So I'll be like, I was just watching this powerful documentary about Reconstruction that I think that people are like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Right.
You have to be in the mood. I have to be in the mood for that, which just means I'm never gonna watch that.
Yeah.
No one's ever in the mood
for just a good Reconstruction documentary.
Oh my God, there's so many good ones. There's so many. There's one about Andrew Johnson and his impeachment.
Uh-huh.
That's, I think, really important for these days in ages.
It's relevant.
But let's talk about the real shit. What's your thing? What do you like?
Oh, what do I like?
See, I'm trying to be social, yeah. But I always miss it.
What am I into? I just started watching High Maintenance on HBO for the first time.
Very good. I watched that too. Why? Yeah. So I could relate to people and talk to them and understand the guy. And then,
Many things are you? How many things do you think you partake in without enjoyment that you're only watching because there is hype?
So many.
Yeah.
So many. Let's see.
Because there are some things, like, you know, High Maintenance, yeah, I watched it because people were like, you should watch this. But also, I, like, genuinely enjoy it.
Yes.
I feel like I have gotten better at being like, I'm not going to watch this thing just because everybody is watching it. But, like, yeah, sometimes things are just, like, awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are awkward. Things are so awkward. I mean, like, I think that the onstage persona that we put forth is definitely, you know, cultivated and good, and you laugh every 20 seconds. But when people off stage, when they come up to me and talk to me, oh my God, I have like five things to say. Yeah. That's about it. And you're going to run out of road. If people complimenting me, they're like, oh, you did really great. You were so funny. It's like, you know what? You got great taste in comedians. That's all I have, because it brings it back to me, and it's so funny. And then I'm like, please let the interest drain out of you so that I can leave, get paid. That's it. That's all I want. You know what I mean? I came here to talk at you, talk to you. I am so bad at it. I'm so bad at that after. And then like an industry person will come up and be like, I'm so-and-so from, you know, Speedialite Pictures. And I can't do the delicate back and forth that you're supposed to. I can't do that. I'm like, did you like what I did up there? In the big room, I was good. Put me in a small room, I'm a fucking lunatic. If you like that, put me in the movie. Quit making me come to some room where people ask me, no offense, this is great water, but people ask me, but of the different, you know what I'm saying? Quit making me come to offices with AC, with, oh God, a lady in a nice sundress, and I can't with the, there's a dog now in the office. I'm not prepared for all this. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I think that because of this, what it's taught me is that I just have to make my own thing.
Yeah.
And that because either you make your own dream or people will pay you to create theirs for them. Right.
Right.
So for me, it's just like, I need it, and I'm doing a pretty good job of it. But it's like, I just have to create my own space, create my own content and things like that. And because fitting into somebody else's definition of what, you know, what they need, what they want, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
I'm done. So I'm waiting for this podcast to say it. This is my coming out of being done with going in for these
headlines.
Dumb interviews.
Yeah,
absolutely. But it was fun. I mean, I've had writing gigs before.
Mm-hmm.
They've been great. However, it's like jaw clenched, butt tight. Like, it's tough, man, out there in these streets. And there's so much drama in comedy. That's what I hate. I don't know. If you're wondering what I'm annoyed by, it's drama and comedy. People love comedy.
Uh-huh.
I hate the drama they're in. All they see, all they taste is the sausage. They don't go down to the factory and see how it's made.
Right.
Because let me tell you right now. My experiences writing comedy are wild.
Yeah.
They're wild.
I don't know how, like, as a fan and observer of comedy, you don't see the sausage being made. You see the end result. Hopefully it's enjoyable. But as someone who tries to participate in it, how do you not lose
your goddamn
faith?
Mind.
Yeah.
Because the check is huge.
Right.
The check is so big. It's so big. And then you see people, like, I remember I was like, I just wrote for this season of Divorce.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I had a wonderful time writing for it. But I think the problem was I had to make a separate piece, which was like, every week I would get this insane amount of money, but I have to deal with people mm-hmm. for whom either that amount of money, they were making 30 times what I made.
Right.
And they were the most miserable.
Yeah.
Which is like crazy.
which
is crazy to me.
Yeah. The amount of money correlates to the misery.
Well, I think it's like a glass that can be filled with anything, with your anxieties, with your bullshit, whatever.
Right.
And so, like, that was, I don't know, I'm a weirdo, though. Like, the more morose and dark you are and more, like, despondent
uh-huh.
about, like, whatever your situation is. and if we're in the same situation, I'm doing great. I'd be awesome in a lifeboat. I'd be great. I'd be the one to live because the rest of everybody would be like, you know, whatever. It would be like life of pie. You would like my dad's turned into a fucking tiger. Like
right,
whatever.
Right.
Like I would. I know. I'm always like when people are excited, I stay calm.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. I take it down a notch. And so I was like, I don't know if I'm
understanding the lifeboat a metaphor. So when like everybody else
minds.
Is freaking out, you'll be like, chill.
I'll be fine.
Yeah,
be chill.
That's the moment like where you're like,
the air in our lungs, so much water,
we'll
we can't drink
us.
It. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, right. As, yeah, Rose lets go of your hand and you sink down to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh my God, there just wasn't enough door.
There was, and it's been proven.
What?
Yeah, I'm not gonna steal.
No,
who was I? Feel
those
like...
doors were thin. Those were French doors. Those the glass were cracked.
The whole thing should have fucking sunk, or Rose should have.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
what a movie!
What a movie! What a time to be alive. I feel like this. Like, I'm a weirdo in that I can remain calm in crazy times, especially in like Hollywood settings, because I know that I'm getting paid a lot of money to actually not do real work. It's not real work. It's
right.
not real work. It's
right.
just not real work, but people will pour over it like it is real work. They'll be like, "Oh, what about the relationship of it all, or what about the they'll use these insane terms about the characters. I'm trying not to like give too much away. They're like, "What about the Eric and Maria of it all?" Or I'm like, "What is he just saying?" You know, like I had no idea coming in what that kind of experience would be like. I just knew that I could get off on 26th Street. I could take a bike there, took the boat to the bike. Beautiful days in the summer. Would get myself a smoothie on the 8th floor. Martha Stewart was in the building. It was like, it was paradise. And you know what?
Chill.
Yeah. On the third day that I was there, I was like, I just wanted people to have fun. I was like, on the third day I was there, I was like, do you guys want to go to the merry-go-round that's right next door? And they were like, okay. So we went on a merry-go-round and then like we had a great time. But then after, people were like, darkness, isolation.
Right.
I was like, no, it can be amazing because you're not actually doing real work. Real work is like, you know, the people at like the corner, the intersection of like Crosby and Prince, they're like, they have like, you know, they do the summertime like fucking jackhammering in the street with no shade, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Down in Soho, that's work. I mean, to explain it to people, that's summer work.
Right.
What we were doing was like bouncing shit off the wall and like having fun. You know what I mean? Or I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm better than other people.
I mean, I always say like, you know, people will say, oh, this so-and-so is like the hardest working person in Hollywood. Like, no one will ever say that about me.
You're not? I get a feeling that you are hardworking though. You're well-shaven.
You. I don't know why you think that.
You're well-groomed.
Just well-shaven. That's
well-shaven. I see no nasal hair, people, for those listening on.
Well, that's because the mic, I'm hiding my nasal bush behind this mic. There's probably a few that'll stick out.
I mean,
but thank you. I like how those are the two metrics. My cheek is bare and I have no nasal hairs.
That's
hardworking.
Right now, you're tall.
Yeah,
you got a lot going for you.
Right.
You got a lot going for you. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Were you always that way, or was like, did you have jobs that you were like, this fucking
I've always had dumb
terrible?
Jobs.
Yeah.
I've always had dumb non-jobs. These jobs are not jobs. A hard day's work in a cold beer would kill me. Yeah. I did all my work when I was a child. When I was a child, my mother, who was raised on a farm in Mississippi, would make us do all the gardening, all the weeding, all the, you know, like in Texas, so much scorpions, ants, other Texans could kill you out there. You know what I'm saying? And we would do that in 100 degree heat. She wouldn't care. We'd have like, we'd be passed out with heat strokes. She'd be like, give him some salt. He'd be all right. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, we were like, I mean, I remember like at one time, like my mom, like singing field songs while I was like picking up thorny. I was like, why do we have thorny weeds, mom? Uh-huh. What is this?
Did you get like an allowance?
You're so, I love you.
I'm white. I grew up in a white household. Although to be fair, which is probably even more white, is that my mom, we didn't get paid in cash. We just, there was like a prize basket.
And it was prize just like, basket?
All right, you did a few things this week. God. You can pick from the prize basket.
Where did you grow up? In the Brady Bunch and Leave It to Beaver? How did you grow up? Like, that is amazing.
Yeah, my mother always had an apron on. No, absolutely not. She was like in her pajamas. I'd be making my sandwich in the morning. My favorite thing to remember is that when I was old enough that I could like make my own sandwich or like lunch, I would make it in the morning, but I never trusted the lunch meat. I was very, scared child. And so I'd take the lunch meat to my mom and hold it under her nose while she was still half asleep and be like, Mom, sniff this. Is this okay?
I mean, you have to be in your head's on a swivel, but you know what? You're here.
Yeah.
They never got you.
I was vigilant, and that's why I'm alive.
When did you start making your lunch? Second grade?
No, I think it was later than that.
Fourth grade?
Probably, yeah, fifth or sixth grade.
Did
maybe.
You ever put milk in your lunch? And then, see, Texas, there were so many things you'd want to put in your lunchbox in the East Coast. You could put so much in your lunchbox, and it'll keep. In Chicago, I'm sure you could put shit in there, and it'll keep. We had nothing that would keep.
Because in Texas, you're going to school in the desert.
Yeah, it would be as warm. By the time that you drank your milk at lunch, it would be as warm as blood. It was like so awful. It was.
Did you not have those like insulated?
No.
The little pouch where like an ice pack.
Oh, the rich kids did. I was like, Mom, please, can we have the pouch? She's like, why don't you go join that family if you want your ice pouches? It's terrible.
What did you have for lunch then? Or you had the same?
Sand. I ate sand. No, I ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly.
Sure. That'll keep.
My mom was down with the wheat bread back then. Uh-huh. A lot of apple, nice warm apple.
Right.
Nice squishy banana. And some more milk to wash it all down with.
I feel like actually for most of school we had our own. You'd bring your food, but then there was like milk that you'd get
you could
from
get the,
school.
Oh, yeah, get yeah. Cold milk.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I always judged the kids. I, you know, when people would put their mouths like too much on the cardboard
Absolutely.
And it would get like
gross.
Moist. Yeah.
Well, you could, there was an etiquette to it.
Yeah.
You were either good or bad. You wanted to like, you didn't want to make that kind of like cut all the way down across the missing person's face. You know what I'm saying? Because how could you identify the person anymore?
Right.
Yeah. It's like a good, like back in the day when OJ would come and like in those boxes, it's like you had to, woo, you know, you had to get it right.
I don't know that
you had
reference
to get it right.
Quite a,
oh, you know
did,
what? I'm
did
sorry.
OJ
little
travel around
little
with
OJ,
them.
Little Tropicanas can be like Fort Knox. I'm like, what the fuck
I
are we
literally
doing?
I literally thought you meant OJ Simpson was doing like demonstrations.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like traveling around doing demonstrations
sure.
on how to like open milks.
Well, probably you don't want to squeeze the juice. You know, like that was probably his thing. He's like, don't want to squeeze the juice, guys.
Right.
I get it right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and some lady would make him upset. That's the part you didn't see.
Yeah.
That didn't make the cutting room, that made the cutting room floor.
All you find is a pile of blood and some gloves. A glove.
A glove.
A glove.
Oh. What were you even talking about?
I don't know how we got Texas.
So here's the deal. So I did real work when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
Did real work and real like hard labor. And then by the time I became an adult, I was like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I just want to, I want to use my wits and all. And so he's, I did advertising, which is not a job.
Right.
I did advertising for a long time. I was like Don Draper without all the, you know, alcoholism and
yeah.
banging women and all that stuff. But, but a lot like it. Yeah, that's not a job. That's not a job at all. That's not a hard job. That is a very easy job. All you have to do in advertising is figure out people's insecurities. So if you're insecure, if you feel like, take the insecurities and make them empowering.
Uh-huh.
That's all people do. Look, that's all wealth, health, size, whatever.
Yeah.
Take it, make it. That's
so,
it.
Yeah, you made everybody fucked up.
Yep.
And now, well, to be fair, everybody was already fucked up.
We were already fucked up.
Yeah. You just kind of like made it worse.
Well, I think the problem, I think the problem was that people, you know, like we try to get shit off the shelf.
Yeah.
And so to do that, it also plays in with people being socialized to believe that, you can buy your way out of your emotions and things like that.
Right.
So it's
right.
like, so what it made me into was someone that just really, now I don't spend any money, very frugal. And like, there's holes in my pants all the time, which Michelle always talks about. I'm like that. I couldn't wait for dadhood because dads don't have to dress up.
No, you can fully embrace it in that moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just look like a mile of bad road all the time. Just like 5 pounds of shit in a 3 pound bag. Just
That's
like,
fine.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so it's wonderful. I didn't moisturize. There's another thing that annoys
Thank
me.
You for apologizing though.
Do you know how to be a man of color and person of color and moisturize every fucking day to go through that much you know, whatever you name it, you know, Neutrogena, cocoa butter, shea butter, you know, all these things. Like we have to get up and like we shower and then we have to slab on a whole thing.
Right. Which like everybody should be doing.
Everybody should be doing, but we especially.
Yeah.
Because it shows up and it's no bueno.
I feel like, I as a gay, I am well attuned to moisture. I have 10 different moisturizers, none of which do anything that I've spent way too much money on.
Yeah.
Let's see, a wild transition.
You asked what makes me laugh, right? Were you gonna ask that? I'm like taking over the interview.
No. What does make you laugh?
Restaurants make me laugh.
Why?
Because you're so young. How old are you?
29.
Oh my God.
I just turned 29.
Oh my God.
This past Friday.
You were at the apex of your 20s.
Yeah.
Fuck off. That's a prime year too. 29 is a prime year. Look at you.
Is it? We'll see.
Yeah. No, I'm doing the math. We just talked about Alan Turing and gays and math. Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a prime. Stop. Edit that out that you didn't know it was a prime number.
Oh, I know it's a prime number.
You asked me if it is.
I thought you said that it's like a prime year.
Prime year?
I meant
prime
like
number.
I thought
year.
You meant like prime. Yeah.
I'm talking about.
We
I'm,
got it.
This
got
is
it.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you. Anyway.
Why do restaurants make you laugh?
Restaurants make me laugh because this is
all restaurants?
I have. This is all I have left.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I have 2 kids. I can't go. Well, you probably pre-party at the restaurant and then you're going to go do something else and people are going to go to a house of yes. And then maybe you're not going to go. I don't fucking know. But you end up on a rooftop and you know what I'm saying?
I have the soul and joints of a much older person. Okay, so I don't know what party, a pre-party at a restaurant. The party is the restaurant.
Okay, fine.
I order soup in the middle of summer.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I like you. Chicken noodle soup and rice. I'm so excited to say it.
I like a creamy soup.
You like a creamy
and that
why
is,
do you look deeply see, into my eyes and say that?
My problem, and this is why I have to be an old soul, is that like I'm
you
now
are old.
Fully accepted that I'm lactose intolerant and cannot. So it's like, all right, if I'm going to eat a creamy soup, that's the night.
That's
like we can't make plans after a creamy soup.
So yeah, that's all I have left is restaurants. My wife always wants to find the hottest new, you know, restaurant in New York that's like inspired by mineral inspired. I went to one that said it was mineral inspired.
Mineral inspired.
Our food is mineral inspired. I hope so.
What does that even mean?
I think there's minerals in what you.
All of it?
The
everything?
Periodic table, I hope, is present in this food.
That's what is ridiculous. So. Yeah. I don't like when people say shit like that, where it's like, this is just the things that all things are made of.
Right.
Yes. Like, I know the example I always give is when everybody got mad because the bread at Subway has the same stuff that is in like yoga mats. And it's like, everything has the same shit in it. You can make everything sound gross if you just say the chemicals that we're all made of.
There's carbon in this?
Yeah, yeah. But totally. Also, like, yeah, you are eating a yoga mat. I'm not defending Subway.
I mean, they're artists. We know that. But
anyway,
like, but I was just saying restaurants in New York are very much like, they all are unique, so they're all the same, mm-hmm. right? So we go to restaurants and like, I remember we went to this one, Olmsted, not now. We didn't go to Olmsted. Presently,
yeah,
but like a year and a half ago when it was like it was the hot mess on uh-huh. the fucking street, it was just like what's good, I'm fucking Olmsted, and you had to have like you had to Wikipedia to understand that Olmsted was named after Frederick Law Olmsted, the guy who designed not only Central Park but Prospect Park, which is right down the street from. So don't fuck around with Olmsted, okay? Like, you either know that or you get the fuck out of my restaurant. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like the preciousness of restaurants has hit a degree in my book that makes me laugh so much. Olmsted was one thing. We went to Ample Hills, which is right down the street.
Yeah.
Of course, Ample Hills. I was on the phone with my friend telling them that I was at Ample Hills. I was like, I'm at this ice cream shop, Ample Hills. This guy goes, it's a creamery. So I threw him out of the plate glass window. I understand. I think it comes from a desperation that you would just be a mom and pop store, that you would live a basic kind of normie life.
Yeah.
And that you would just have an ice cream parlor.
Right.
Have a restaurant. And that's it. That was your whole fucking life. But no, you broke the goddamn mold. Take what you know about ice cream. Throw it out a goddamn window. You're at Ample Hills now. You walk in and there's a... Well, Ample Hills, I remember like walking, and I was like, Ample Hills, why don't I know that? Oh yeah, there's a Walt Whitman poem called where he uses the line Ample Hills to talk about Brooklyn, and we walk in, and the whole poem is there.
It's on the wall.
They want you to know that they went to Oberlin. Do you understand? They want you to know that they were art semiotics majors at Brown, okay? Like this need for you to understand how special of a snowflake people are is driving me out of my fucking mind.
You might be the only person who noticed the poem on the wall. Because I can tell you, I've never, I'm there for the cream and that is it. And then it's over because I've eaten dairy and I have to go home. The whole thing gets back to the whole hype thing. It's now like, yeah, restaurants rely on hype.
Yeah.
Well, we are officially out of time.
Oh my God. What did we even talk about?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Good.
Because I was going to ask more about adulting, but I feel like we covered a lot of adulting topics.
I think it's like, I'll say this in closing: embrace yourself, be who you are.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck. Come to the conclusion sooner than I did.
Yeah.
You know, but once you do, it's so freeing. It's so fucking freeing because nobody can do it like you do, you know? Like, I do my stand-up. I follow people at the Cellar all the time, people that are fantastic comics. And I'm like, I can do that too. It feels so good to know that. And you know who lets me know? It's not, you know, Comedy Central. It's not blogs. It's not people on, God, who knows, on Instagram. It's just the people in the audience that tell me.
Yeah.
The people from Topeka or whoever or from Williamsburg, doesn't matter. They tell me that's all that matters. And that is adulting. That's growing up. And letting go of needing other people's approval is super important. I think that's what we were like kind of like getting at. And like and just being yourself and wearing condoms.
Right. Yeah.
And getting tested.
And if none of that works,
yeah,
just be clean shaven and trim your nose hairs.
It went a long way for me.
Everyone will think that you have your shit together.
Appearances
are everything. Two approaches.
Two approaches.
Well, thank you. Before we let you go, where can people find you and your work?
You can find me, of course, on iTunes. We will be dropping another episode of Adulting coming up very soon. At me, Jordan Carlos. I mean, don't at me, but like, get at me at Jordan Carlos on Twitter, Jordan Carlos Official on Instagram. Yeah, that's me right now.
Amazing.
Yeah, living free.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time. That's my way of saying this was great.
I like it. This is so much fun.
And that is it for our guest complainer recaps with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. We'll be back with our regularly scheduled complaining next week. Hope you enjoyed. See you next week. Bye-bye.